Along with all other problems somehow, there has developed within human nature the affliction of relentless meddling and of inappropriate curiosity, which Christ himself corrected, stating, "Do not judge, or you too will be judged." This is a kind of thing that, unlike other sins, offers no pleasure, only retribution and vengeance. Even though we ourselves are full of countless faults and carry the logs in our own eyes, we become detailed examiners of our neighbor's transgressions, which are no bigger than specks. And this is what was happening in Corinth. Men of faith and beloved by God were ridiculed and tossed aside for their lack of education, while others, filled to the brim with countless maladies, were regarded highly because of their eloquent speech. Then, like people publicly judging cases, these were the sorts of hasty decisions they were making. This person is worthy, this person is better than that one. This man is inferior to that one is better than this one. And instead of grieving over their own sinful behaviors, they became judges of others, and in this way were igniting severe conflict once again.